All right, you're going to decide. Is this cool or super scary?
Mm.
Your iPhone will be able to replicate your voice after 15 minutes of training. So you're going to go through one of those setup things where, you know, you'll say certain things. It'll tell you what to say. After 15 minutes of it, that's it. It'll be able to talk for you.
Wait a minute. Is this like the new iPhone that's coming out or what is this?
It's a new mobile feature in the pipeline. It's called Personal Voice. So I guess it's going to be coming out with their new phones, or it's going to be something that they do as an update, if I'm understanding correctly. It's supposed to be for people with disabilities to help them, which I love. And I think that's such a great idea. But it's also super freaky and super scary, like for everybody else, I would think, right?
Right. I mean, listen, I've long known, I think we're all aware of the fact that obviously Apple, Google, all these different companies, they know a whole lot more about you than you can ever imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been taking your phone calls and logging your search messages, regardless of what they've been saying, your entire lifetime, basically since their existence. But if your phone can replicate your voice and somebody can hack your phone, does that mean that somebody wouldn't that mean that somebody could fake your voice for something? And I mean, imagine that.
Absolutely. And I just think, like, how scary that you can take my voice and you can say anything you want and put it out there. And then there's a good chance that people won't know the difference and assume that I actually said it. That's terrifying to me.
Here's the thing that's even crazier to me. When can they detect whether it's actually you or not, right? So,
I mean, listen,
we've all seen a movie or a TV show or whatever, a crime thing, where somebody gets busted and they go, that's 100% their voice, right? They've got some audio engineer up on the stand testifying that that was them and whether or not the tape was doctored. But if it's done by recording your actual voice and not, you know, made up from some other way, then isn't it one and the same? Wouldn't it be exactly the same, like DNA?
I hope that they'll figure this out. It's funny because yesterday I had the closing on my new home, which was very exciting. But I got to a sheet on the mortgage papers.
Yeah.
And it was every way that my name had ever been recorded. There was 10 different versions of my name. It was like Anna M. Zapp, Anna Maria Zapp, A.M. Zapp, like all the different things.
Yeah.
And do you know that what they had me do was they had me sign my signature every single different way so that they could see the differences if I've ever been forged before. So I would think that eventually there'll be a way to do this where they can tell it's really you and not AI, but it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they should make it all have like an auto-tune feature, right? If we all sounded like T-Pain. Then you would know. You're talking to the robot me.
And it'd be a lot cooler.
Yeah, I mean, I sound cool. Yeah. I sing all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not me.
But T-Pain? If you haven't seen this all over the news yet, this is happening.
A team of research scientists using submersible cameras to map the Titanic to a level of detail and clarity never done until now, creating the first full-size digital scan ever of the ship.
Okay, you can see dead men's shoes. You can see champagne bottles.
Mm.
You could see all these images, like looking at the 3D image. It really is astonishing. But it made me wonder, aren't we done? Aren't we done with the Titanic?
We're still not done? When I saw the stories yesterday, it was on every news outlet. I was kind of thinking to myself, the same thing. Like, you know, like we've seen the videos and, you know, there's been submersibles down there forever. And we had the movie, of course, and everything was wonderful. And
there's a...
Jack doesn't make it. We've debated whether or not anybody could fit else on that door and whatnot. I mean, I felt like the story was kind of over.
We decided that he could have fit on the door.
Yeah.
Rose just wasn't into it.
I mean, all that time running around on the boat, make a raft out of all that furniture.
See, I think the obsession with the Titanic is not so much that the ship went down and all that. Mm. I think it's that there was this historic movie that everybody really was able to connect to, and it makes you feel like you're still part of it somehow.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, you know, you can imagine yourself taking that voyage there or doing something big. I don't know. When big things go bad, sometimes it is fascinating, that's for sure.
Okay, but if you could, like, if there's one thing in history that you obsess over, that you could keep reading everything that pops up every single day a million years later about it, what would it be?
I can remember vividly being in fourth grade when the Challenger launch happened, and, you know, we know what happened there.
We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
All right, it's the first one with like a teacher on it. I remember, I think everybody was watching it. If you were alive or in grade school at that point, you were watching that.
Yeah.
And it's still, you know, the fascination of did they survive? You know, the cabin, all that stuff. There's a lot of stories that go with it, you know, so that fascinates me.
So you could watch documentary upon documentary about that.
I do. Every time it's on, really. And they roll another one out. Guess what? Same video footage. There's nothing new.
Yeah, I feel like the media knows how to sucker me in because anything at the time it comes to this woman.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
I will watch a documentary. I will read the book. Mm. I will listen to the podcast.
I mean, they just came out with two movies this past year.
I know. You don't think I watched them? Of course I did. you would think for the amount of research that I've done that I would know at this point who killed Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, no.
And I still...
I didn't mean to laugh. But I don't.
Every time I listen to a different theory, I'm like... Yeah, maybe.
So you're not that buying that it was her, that it was accidental. You're there for conspiracy theory.
I just don't know, which is why I get so consumed with all these things that come out. Kind of like the Titanic. If you become obsessed with it, I mean, you just keep diving in. So I guess the media's got us, right?
Imagine if they made a 3D scan of that.
No.
What could have happened with that?
Of Marilyn Monroe? I think they probably did, to be honest.
They'll keep going, I guess. We'll keep going down there, though.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's group therapy time. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I figure we could use some group therapy today. Mm-hmm. Raven, let's start with you. I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you're planning on going camping and all of a sudden you're thinking about changing your plans because there's a little bit of rain in the forecast. That's all I need to know about you.
I thought you guys were so macho.
Suck it up, guys.
So macho.
Well, I am. Super macho.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys aren't exactly roughing it, right? I mean, didn't somebody bring a chair last time? Not like a lawn chair, but like a lazy boy
Raven
chair.
Raven brings a TV.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we bring, like there's a theater system. I've got over,
Time out.
Yeah.
If you think a chair is a luxury item, that's all I need to know about you.
I think
you.
He means when Jim brought his leather recliner.
Yes, that's what it was. And
he may be bringing them again. I don't know.
It is a luxury item when you're in the middle of the woods. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I want you guys to get soaking wet in the woods. That's what I want you guys to do.
Jim won't care about his chairs. Yeah. Those chairs are extra. He doesn't care if they get wet.
Yeah. Sean, that's all I need to know about you.
You know, if you're the kind of person who drives one of those souped-up Honda Civics anytime after 11 p.m. at night, that's all I need to know about you.
With the mufflers?
Oh, we have the same guy who, drives up and down our road and at 2 a.m. with this super loud car, and there's no reason for it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he's going to work.
No, it's cool. It's just cool.
And everybody knows it's cool, too.
Right.
So they can hear it.
Universally agrees that guy's the man.
I wish I owned a spike strip. Just throw it out there.
If you wish you had a spike strip,
right.
John, that's all I need to know about you.
If you ask a question in the text chain that was very recently answered in the same text chain, that's all I need to know about you. And you know what I do with this these days? I just take a screenshot of the same text chain and then send that as the reply. My band had a gig and it was a gig in the middle of nowhere and, the address had been posted so many times. But Kevin, it's always Kevin, every single time, cannot figure out where to go. And he's just like, so where's the address again? Three messages earlier. It had been three messages earlier.
It's passive aggressive. That's what you're doing. And you want to know what? My best friend Danielle does that too. Do you know what she does? She deletes every text message immediately after she reads the text. Isn't that wild and weird?
That's Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't understand why. So, we'll have the same conversation. She'll be like, where are we going again? And she'd be like, I deleted it. And she's, I don't know why she does. Isn't that weird?
That's because Danielle has a dark, secret, hidden life. And she's trained herself to, automatically erase this stuff. So
that is
no
the
trail.
Oddest thing I've
isn't
ever.
Isn't that the weirdest
that
thing?
That is really, really odd. I mean, is, her phone dying for storage? I'm confused.
Yeah.
She says it helps her feel uncluttered. It bothers her when she goes there and, she sees all the messages.
I get the anxiety from my emails. I do the same thing with my emails. But, the text messages, that's crazy. I got text messages in here probably from 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, if you claim to be on a 2-hour high-speed chase with the paparazzi, but everyone else says it's not true. That's all I need to know about you. This Meghan Prince Harry thing in New York City being chased by paparazzi, but there's everyone else is saying that that's not really what happened, and they're saying it did. It's the strangest story.
And then the getaway is like there's video of them getting in a cab. Like, do you get the feeling that it's just like if they're not in the news cycle within like 2-3 weeks, they get anxious? Like, it's weird, man.
Well, conveniently this week, I think they're voting about their security funds over in England.
Okay.
And, like, for security, and they've been rejected it, and I think they're appealing it. So convenient that they've been chased by paparazzi for 2 hours. I don't know. I'm
wacky.
Just saying. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. First, Montana is trending. Here's why, according to the news guy.
Montana's governor just signed the country's first law completely banning TikTok. The ban is expected to face some legal challenges, potentially determining the fate of the app in the country.
Yep. So it's kind of a big deal. If you have TikTok already, you're fine. And you can still download it until January. But as of January, they're basically telling the people that create the apps that you can't that let people in Montana download the app new starting in January.
I mean, it's funny watching you tiptoe through it because it's like, how do you navigate something like that? How do they regulate something like that?
Yeah,
right.
There's been a lot of back and forth, and like a lot of the tech people are like, what?
I mean, one thing I did hear is like, so if you're a business, right, and you're purveying or giving people the opportunity to download it or encouraging them to do so or, you know, use it basically on your network or whatever, you're susceptible to something like $10,000 in fines every single day. It's an interesting thing that we haven't seen happen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they're wrong. I honestly don't know that the governor's off base with this. So
I see both sides and I'm very torn. I don't have an opinion because I don't know enough. But
right.
I understand that people make a living off of TikTok. They mm-hmm. certainly do. There's influencers that make their living off of influencing on TikTok. So I understand that that's your career. This is a serious, serious problem. The other side is like, well, if the Chinese people are the Chinese government is spying on us.
Yeah.
Then that's an issue that we should probably address as well.
And if it's corrupting youth and so forth,
yes.
I mean, it's interesting, though, because it sets a precedent, right? If this happens, it's successful or whatever, what kind of happens next? I don't know. Kevin Costner from Yellowstone makes demands. Anything could happen.
You know, oddly enough, too, is that ever since the CEO of TikTok has come forward and saying that they're putting children's mental health first, I will say that when I open up my TikTok app,
yeah.
I get a lot of things saying, you can manage your kids' accounts. There's certain things you can do. So I do think that they're making an effort to make it safer.
Wow.
Does that mean that they're still not stealing all our information?
Right.
I don't know.
And if people partake in that, too, it's like when I go to the casino and they're like, well, do you have a problem with gambling? No. No, I just swipe right past that and go, boom, pull my slot, go sit down at my table, whatever it may be.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, let's say you live on the border of Montana.
Yeah.
Now you drive to one of the states next to it. Now can you download it and go back in?
You're bootlegging your TikTok.
Well, you're like a quarter mile away. How do they regulate that? And this is what like the techs are saying. They're like, what? Like, uh-huh. How do I do that? What? How do we possibly figure that out?
Never find out unless you try, right? Okay. So I guess, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to try.
We'll see what happens. I was in a pickle yesterday. A pickle. That's what we'll call it. A pickle.
Were you in a baseball game and you were caught between two bases running back and forth?
No, I was in a mom pickle.
Oh.
All right. So we were in the car. We were driving home from dance class. One of her ballet shoes mysteriously just disappeared.
Oh, boy.
Which is, you know, par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how many ballet and tap shoes I've had to buy this past year. Anyway. So I'm looking for it all around the car and I'm like, it's got to be in the car somewhere. She got in the car. She had on the ballet slippers. So they have to be in here.
Yeah.
And I'm going through like the back seat and all that. And there's goldfish and there's like old Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
There's all everything that's disgusting and toys and rocks. She has an unbelievable
collection.
Falling
down in there. Yeah.
Rocks in her cup holder. Like disgusting. And all of I see like stuck in the middle down. Is her ballet slipper.
Okay.
So I'm trying to shove my arm all the way in there. And you know what that's like when you're like trying to shove your arm in the middle of the car to get something and you can't. It like
it's painful.
And it's like 1 inch away and my fingertips can't reach it.
Yeah.
So I take her arm, which is little and limber, and I say, let me see your arm, baby.
Yeah.
And she's like, wah, mommy, wah. And I take her 4-year-old arm and I shove it in. And I go, get your slipper. And she grabs it and she pulls it out.
Wow.
Didn't even hurt her.
Great job.
That's because her arm's little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about it. There's some things that your kids can do better at 4 than you can do at 40, right? Mm.
I once replaced the screen on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can buy a little screen kit. Like if you bust your screen and if you don't go to the Apple store or whatever. And man, if you had tiny, tiny hands for something like that, boy, you'd be in a lot better shape. It's easier. But in general, when you're 4, things that you can do better than being 40, anything that involves flexibility.
Absolutely.
I've been in the most pain putting my socks on this week for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. When I put on my left sock.
Old. Yep.
When I put on my left sock, I do it like sideways now.
It's weird.
I'm compensating because it's very uncomfortable for me. I went to the doctor. They were like, no, there's nothing wrong in that area.
Yeah. No, they're like, no, you're just getting older.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, if I was 4, that would be no problem. I could bend my foot right up by my head and put my sock on. No problem whatsoever.
1-800-330-9999. What can your kid do better at 4 than you can do at 40? Megan.
Use the Roku, like, at all. Basically, like, knows how to turn the subtitles off or on. Knows how to make it, like, talk in Spanish instead of English.
On purpose?
Like, knows... Yes, like how to get to the menus of everything. So basically, if the if we ever lose the 4-year-old, I'm screwed. It'll never be able to watch TV again.
We went away for a week one time, and you know we leave crazy detailed instructions, especially about our pets. And my mom was staying there house sitting, and we discovered when we got back that after the third day, she had gotten out of the right app on the TV. So all she could watch was like antenna TV, and there's literally like 3 channels that come on antenna wise for us, and it's like they're the worst channels. One is an infomercial half the day, I'm almost certain, and the other one is running CSIs from like 20 years ago with David Caruso, and she just stayed in that hellhole the entire time.
Speaking of, she's not 4 years old, but my 14-year-old has to go to my mom's house to program and save the shows that she likes on the Italian channel.
I remember you telling me that, right?
Like every
to
week,
DVR them
every
for.
Week she goes, and part of her routine is to like save and DVR all the shows for my mom on the Italian channel that she likes to watch.
It's been going on for years. She's been doing that for your mom.
Yesterday, I used my daughter's arm to get a ballet slipper that fell in between the seats in my car. And I tried to shove my arm in there. And if you've ever done it, you know that it's painful. And then it is so frustrating when you're like 2 inches away and you can't get to it, right?
You needed a tiny hand.
Right, which is exactly what I did. I grabbed her arm. I said, come here, come to mama for 1 second. Shoved it down, right in and grabbed it. There's some things that your kids can do better at 4 than you can do at 40. What are they? 1-800-330-9999.
Sam, what does your 4-year-old do better than you at 40?
Literally, not even joking with you, anything technical when it comes to iPhone compatibility. I don't even have to call tech support. I just go to my 4-year-old and he knows exactly what to do.
It is true that, you know, they know the devices because they're learning on these devices from moment one, right? Whereas us, it was kind of like, oh, it does this and it does that. And it was handed to us. Just the way that we learn it is different. They read it like a book.
It's fascinating to watch my 4-year-old on an iPad, how quick she can put in a code. Like, she can't count to 10 yet,
right.
But she'll memorize all the codes to get into the iPhones and the iPads like it's nothing.
I just got this voice to text down, finally. I feel like I was the first one to land on the moon.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's like day one for her.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Stephanie, what can your kid do better at 4 than you could do at 40?
I mean, not to get all deep, but pretty much be zen and in the moment. I'm just, like, always thinking ahead or thinking about regrets, and she's just like, oh, look at the beautiful flower, you know? And I just wish I could get some of that back.
Time is infinite when you're young.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So you you live in that moment. If you're having a good time at that moment, you're happy to be there. And you're right. When you're an adult, it's always like, well, when do we have to get going? Is somebody going to worry that we're sitting here? What are we doing next? What's going to be for dinner? Blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Do you ever watch a 4-year-old watch a movie? They are so into the movie. Their emotions are there. They're reacting to it. When I watch a movie, I'm also making dinner, vacuuming, checking my email, posting on Instagram. They can be in that moment where I feel like I can never do that.
Mm. Adam, what does your kid do better at 4 than you can do at 40?
Oh, man, my kid is a genius. He can do math. He can do times tables like crazy, like not even like second-guessing anything. And then I'm over here trying to figure out what multiples of 9, still doing that hand, you know, the trick with their hand, and he's over here proving me wrong every day.
At 4, though? For real 4?
That's
at 4,
brilliant.
Yeah, at 4. He's a little genius.
Oh,
he's a little prodigy.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, Dakota, my four-year-old's having a difficult time counting to 10. We forget 6 all the time. For some reason, she hates the number 6.
Here's the thing about math. I mean, you're always going to check it anyways if you don't believe it, right? If it doesn't sound right to you, you're always going to pull out your phone anyway.
I still don't know my nines times table.
See?
I don't, like, I just, for some reason, the nines were always the hardest ones for me, and the 11s were hard, too. I think I just gave up after 8. I was like, that's enough. Yeah. Gabriella, what can your child do better at 4 than you can do at 40?
They're just better at being authentically themselves. You know, you wouldn't think, but I'm sometimes just amazed at, sometimes it's hard figuring out what they want if they're crying, but they're usually able to articulate it better than I am at 40. Being able to say, yes, I'm hungry. I want this to eat. Or yes, I'm sad because they looked at me weird, you know? Just kind of astounded at like the simplicity of the wants and needs of my four-year-old. And them being so in touch with it.
You bring up a good point. It's like they have no problem saying what they want, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm hungry. Make me this. Or I want to do this. Or I want to go here. And it feels like an adult, you're always making excuses why you can't do things. Mm. And they just blurt it out.
You train yourself to know that you can't do all the things, right? Too. You talk yourself out of a lot of things. It's interesting.
Was it a car chase or wasn't it? You're going to keep hearing about this all day today. So what happened is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they were in New York City. Meghan Markle was accepting an award at a charity dinner. And there was paparazzi, and they followed them. And now their people, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's people, are calling it a relentless two-hour car chase pursuit. They said there was over a half a dozen vehicles, that there was several close calls with hitting other cars, hitting people. Two police officers were at risk for injury and that it was a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side, officers are saying, not really. Like, was it complicated to maneuver through traffic? Sure, but it wasn't a high speed chase. I mean, you know, they're in the city. There's not really much speed you can go. Okay.
I mean, let me just ask a question here, right? Because it seems crazy to me. So if you have a police escort, you have a certain amount of security with you. And obviously, this is something that they've dealt with in their family and themselves personally as well. And of course, there's shades of the Princess Diana thing here. Mm. If you're in their security detail and nobody is threatening their life at that moment, why are you speeding? Why are you weaving in and out of things? If there's police officers with you, why are you chasing or giving chase or being chased? Like, I mean, again, they got sirens. They got lights. Just turn them on.
There's so many other strange factors to this story, but let's listen to Mayor Adams on what he said.
This is a densely populated city. I think all of us, I don't think there's many of us who don't recall how his mom died. And it would be horrific to lose an innocent bystander during a chase like this and something to have happened to them as well.
Also, he goes, though, we're going to investigate because he kind of sounded doubtful himself that this happened.
Well, it's funny because everybody's got a camera in his face, too, right? I mean, it's almost like he has to make a statement of some sorts before he even has the time to get all the information.
It gets weirder. At some point during this, quote, high speed chase that was going on, they get out of their security detail and jump in a cab, a regular yellow taxi cab. And the taxi driver says, I knew immediately who they were, and it really wasn't a chase. Like, were there, like, you know, cars, like, following? Yes.
Was there cameras?
There
sure.
There was cameras, sure, but it wasn't like I felt like I was in danger at any point.
I mean, again, this is your private security detail that you hired. You feel safer getting out of that vehicle and getting into a cab,
it's
and there's
so
cameras
weird.
In your face. It just seems like, you know, you give every opportunity for them to get a photo along this situation.
And also, you know, she was accepting this major award, which is incredible for all the work that she does and the good stuff. And yes, but she used the public entrance. She went in through the main entrance, pulled up right in front.
Yeah.
Of course there's options. It's New York City. They could bring you through a back door.
Right,
they
there's an alleyway somewhere.
You chose to do that. So it also seems fishy to me because, you know, they've been rejected from funding from the royal family to have security detail when they step down as royal members of the family.
So when they go to England and other places, right.
They don't have security
They don't
money.
Have security. And as a matter of fact, I think he's restricted. He can't even hire his own when he's over there for some reason or whatever.
But here, he can hire his own.
Whoever he wants.
They don't want to. They want to get funded by England to be able to have security detail. The whole thing just seems so strange to me. And I feel like every 5 minutes, there's another reason for them to be in the news. I just don't get it.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Raven, are you ready for your selection today?
Lay it on me.
Number one, anonymous boot girls will remove the boot on your car. Number two, bees swarm and revolt against neighborhood, sending two to hospital.
Oh, boy.
And number three, woman wakes up to bank account overdrawn by almost $100 billion.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, I get all crazy about things being overdrawn in my account, but I love the idea of the boot girls. If you've never had a boot on your car before, it is a very unpleasant experience.
Right. So if you're parked illegally or whatever reason, the police come and they put a boot on your car. It's this metal thing so you can't drive it away. And now there's these two anonymous women in Atlanta that have made a career out of charging people $50 to remove the boots off their cars.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of going at it with parking enforcement.
So here's kind of the thing that I have on this is, like, you know, cops are cops. And I definitely respect that you're out there, you're crime fighting, you're trying to keep order out there in the world. And it's not an easy job to do. Parking authority, for whatever reason, I know that you are a commissioned officer oftentimes in certain cities. But I do not respect you. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know why. I'm just being fair, and I'm just saying it's like typically they just regard them differently in some ways. I don't know.
You've never seen Zootopia, that is for sure.
I have not.
All right, so the two women, they go by the names of Boot Baby and Boot Shiesty.
All right.
Yeah.
I love them already. Where is this?
This is in Atlanta.
Oh, that makes sense.
So this is a confrontation that they had with the parking enforcement that they videoed.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You're finna step on her foot.
I'm not stepping on your foot.
You need to go. Like, for real.
No, you can't do this.
You're mad.
No, you cannot take this off, ma'am.
Who's mad?
Okay. Nope.
It's legal. Like,
it's not.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with you?
Is this a TV show? Are they getting a TV show?
They should get a TV show.
They should get a TV show.
I watched that show.
So from what I understand, a lot of times, too, this is not just parking enforcement, though. So this is the thing that gets weird, right? Is like, you know, people can boot your car for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, is one of those cities where, like, private companies can do this. So if, like, you owe, like, your cable bill or something like that, they can boot your car.
I was thinking about it, though. Like, what a creative side gig. And ironically, last night I was reading this article, and it said that, and I can't remember if it was 40% or 44%. Let's go with 44%. 44% of Americans since 2020 now have a side gig to make extra cash.
Yeah, and you got to get more money.
Yeah, and it was really about this one woman that she works for Poplin now, which was a company I had never heard of before last night. And she folds people's laundry. She, like, goes and picks up your laundry. It's like an app that you can just put your zip code in and they come. She collects people's laundry. She loves doing it. And she gets paid to do
she
other
just
people's laundry.
Folds their laundry.
Yeah, that's her side
so
gig.
So wait a minute. She does the laundry or she just folds it?
No, she. You can do either. You can just have people fold it or you can do the laundry through this Poplin app. And I was like, they have gotten so creative with all these side gigs, right?
Yeah.
Number one side gig you had, most random one.
Oh, I mean, as a DJ, it's always going to be do the club. You got to do the club or the bars, right? That's where you're going to make their money. It's great money. You get a free bar tab in there. It's, you know, it pays you well. And, of course, that parlays into other things. I mean, I have a wedding business, and that's been a side hustle forever.
Yeah. For me, the best side gig I ever had was being a Zumba instructor.
Yeah.
It was forcing people to come dance with me.
Yeah.
I would get paid for it.
And you got a chip.
And I worked out.
Right.
Oh, it was the best side gig ever.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. We wouldn't have all those fun interactions that the boot girls are having, though.
It's true.
You need to go.
It had to be one of the dumbest things I ever heard, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me or not. A friend of mine is going through a messy divorce. Not pretty. Not pretty at all. And she texted me, and she goes, so-and-so, another one of our friends who has gone through a divorce in the past, I have not, says that I should keep a bank account with him for a future in case there's an emergency. I go, I don't think so, since he was stealing money from you, but I don't know.
There's certain things that your lawyer can tell you as to, like, if there's still bills that may have come up or come up after the end of the process that have to be paid. Some of that stuff can make it easier from what I understand, but As a guy who's been through a divorce, you just basically just walk in and go, all right, hit me with your best shot. Just give me what's going to happen here. You know, a lot of states are like 50-50 nowadays anyways.
All right, Raven, producer John, producer Sean. Wrong answers only, because I thought that was a wrong answer, is keeping a bank account with your ex, who is famously a bad guy for taking money. All right?
Yeah.
Mr. Bad Guy.
Yep. All right. Wrong answers only. First thing you should do after you get a divorce.
Yeah.
John, you go first.
Well, you know, I speak from some experience here, having also, like Raven, been through a divorce. First thing you should do is to jump into another long-term, committed, serious relationship. You should not date around. You should not see what else is out there.
Yep.
You should not do any work on yourself whatsoever in therapy. Because obviously what happened in your last relationship was clearly the other person's fault, not yours at all. You are perfect. So jump into another long-term thing.
Good. Yeah,
you could be a life coach. That was actually a really good monologue.
That's right.
That's inspirational.
You're welcome.
For a guy that's been divorced.
Wrong answers only. First thing you do after you get a divorce, I'll look at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Diana wrote, make best friends with his new girl. Oh, definitely a smart move right there.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yes. You're assuming that she wasn't already your best friend.
David said, a lot like you, John, get remarried the next day. Yeah.
David's a smart guy.
Sean, what do you have?
Oh, this is simple. I mean, if you guys both live together, you kind of know the layout of the house. Rob them. In and out, baby. One.
Good.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's the wrong answer.
How can you surprise me and still not be shocking when you speak? Amazing.
Richard wrote on Facebook, take your in-laws out to dinner. Oh, I'm sure that's what you want to do. Stay friends with them. Let's just call them up. Hey, guys, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, that relationship is so comfortable.
We knew it was her fault. Yeah.
Bonnie said, just remarry your ex.
Yeah.
No, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that have done that too, though.
Raven, what do you think? Wrong answers only. First thing you do after you get a divorce.
Certainly buy a convertible and dye your hair a different color.
Good.
That's what I would do. Let everybody know that you're totally fine. It's not a midlife anything. You're having a great time.
It's funny because actually when I got divorced, that was your exact advice to me the day that I told you.
Yeah, I wanted you to feel better, man.
Get a convertible. Wrong answers only. First thing you should do after you get a divorce. One of my girlfriends is going through a divorce, and one of our mutual friends told her to keep a bank account with him. And I was like, he was stealing from you. No, that seems like the wrong thing to do. All right, your turn. Wrong answers only. 1-800-330-9999. Eric.
I'm right in bed with a sibling.
Whoa. I mean, I take it you mean your spouse's sibling.
Duh. Yeah.
Okay. I was terrified, man. Get specific, bro.
He didn't even seem confident when he said it. He was like, yeah, it's exactly what I meant.
Uh-huh. Duh. Right.
There's nothing else to do.
Nico, wrong answers only. First thing you do after you get a divorce.
Definitely go to the casino in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And spend every penny you have.
Every single penny. Her penny, your penny, every penny you guys own together.
Yeah. Yep. And when you're losing, just double down and go harder.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been on that trip. No divorce needed.
Sally, wrong answers only. First thing you do after getting
a divorce. Wrong answers only. Yes, sleep with your ex-partner's father, brother, best friend, or vice versa, whoever's in that relationship.
Yeah, pick a family member, anyone that you can get to bed.
Line them up around the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember your receiving line at your wedding.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what is wrong with us?
Robin, wrong answers only. What are you doing right after you get a divorce?
Stalk him. On everything, on every social media site he's on, just stalk him. Make him nuts.
You're evil.
I would just pick a random emoji. I would pick a random emoji that he would have no idea what it means, and I would leave it on everything.
Just keep sticking it there.
Anytime he makes a comment, I would just post that same random emoji, and him be like, what is this crazy lady doing?
Hey, Kelly, wrong answers only. What should you do as soon as you get divorced?
Get pregnant by him.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. By the ex or by somebody else?
By him.
Oh.
The ex.
That is the wrong answer.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yep.
18 more years. We're tied together at least.
John, wrong answers only. Just got a divorce. First thing you're going to do.
Move to Las Vegas.
It's the best answer and the wrong answer at once.
Yeah.
It's the blessing and the curse. Would you believe I moved to Las Vegas during my first marriage and got divorced on the way out of town? Thanks for the call.
Wrong answers only. Catherine, what's the best advice you have if you're getting a divorce?
Get a face tattoo that says single and ready to mingle.
Good idea.
Oh, no.
So it's your way to tell the world, listen, here's what's up. And it's right out of my face.
Yeah, it's also the way to get rid of at least 85% of your choices out there, the available people to date.
Wrong answers only. Lauren, somebody's getting a divorce. What's your advice?
Let them keep everything. Just start fresh. Start anew.
Who needs
Forget
that
all
house?
The old stuff.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your jewelry, family heirlooms. Nah, he could have it.
You know, it's a funny thing about when you break up, right? That first minute, you're like, oh, hell yeah, that sounds good. You would leave everything there. And then a week later, you're like, wait a minute, now I actually have to replace it?
Like, where am I going to sit? It took the couch.
Right, I own 3 shirts? Mm-hmm. This is bad planning.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Henry and Paige. Henry, what's going on?
My wife's always on her phone at her kid's baseball game, and it's driving me nuts. It looks terrible. It's obnoxious. It's embarrassing. It seems like she doesn't care, like she doesn't want to be there. It's like she's an absent mother. She's not present. I just want her to leave the phone in the car and stay off it.
During these baseball games?
Yes.
Paige, what is going on?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. I'm present. I'm physically there. I'm watching the game. I'm just taking care of a few emails. It's not like our kids are always at bat or always out, you know, always on the field. They're there and I'm cheering them on. I'm just taking care of some work.
Okay. Are other parents on their phones during the games?
Totally.
Who's actually complaining about this? Is it just you, Henry, or are the kids saying anything? I mean, that would kind of be the big thing to me, right? If your kid comes off the field, Mom, you don't love me. You're never watching. That's one thing versus, you know, Henry showed up and saw you doing this on the grass.
No, it's just like, pick your head up now and then. It's like a community thing. And it's like, she's not a part of it. And I would love for her to be.
But Paige, how long are you actually on your phone during the games? I'm guilty of this myself. I don't think I stay in my phone the entire games, but certainly there's times where I pick it up, start doing some work, answering some emails. I mean, those games are long, right?
They're totally long. Baseball games are long, especially kids' baseball games. Yeah, I would say I'm probably on the phone maybe half the time.
Nope, more than that. It's a whole game. You never put the thing down.
How often is our kid catching a ball or hitting it? Like, is he up bat?
It's not that big
of a deal. I'm there to watch my kid play, and if my kid's not in the play, who cares?
Huh. I tend to agree with you, Paige, especially I have a lot of empathy for baseball parents. My daughter's soccer, so it's a little bit different because there's a lot of baseball games. Like, on the weekends, like, there's days where, I mean, there's weeks where I don't see my best friend Danielle, and all she's doing is baseball. It's, like, constantly at baseball. So I can see at some point you have to get bored and you have your phone and you want to do some work or you want to check Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
But is he exaggerating by how much you're on it? Be real.
I would tell you, I really don't think so. I think it's about half the time that the game is going on.
Oh, come on. What I want you to do is leave the phone in the car. Just be more present. Interact with the parents. Cheer for the other kid. I don't know. Get involved a little more. You have to leave the phone in the car. Because this is driving me nuts. It doesn't look good.
I'm not there for the other parents. I'm there for our kids. Mm.
Yeah. Well, why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because they may agree with you, Paige. What's the big deal? You're not an absentee parent because you're there. So you're not absentee. You're present. But maybe Henry has a point. If you're not doing the whole socialization with the other parents and you're not cheering for all the kids, maybe it's time to leave the phone in the car.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
This is making me think. It really is. I almost want to go on my, you know, we have apps, like when you're a sports parent, then like all the communication is done through the app. And I almost want to go into the chat board on the app and write, guys, am I always on my phone during games? Mm. Because it got me thinking about it now. Like, do I do this too? Henry and Paige. Henry's upset at his wife, Paige, because whenever they go to their son's baseball games, she's constantly in her phone working. Now, her argument is that these games are long. There's a lot of games. I have work to do. And mm-hmm. what's the difference? If he's not up at bat or he's not on the field, why can't I be in my phone doing work?
Listen, I think in an ideal world, we would all love to be completely present, you know, mindfully of every moment of our children's lives if we could be, right? But, you know, the simple fact is there's a lot of demands out there in the world. And I don't want to vilify Paige just because she's in her phone from time to time. Listen, if you're scrolling endlessly through Facebook and you're doing nothing, that's one thing. On the other hand, some people have jobs that require them to work virtually all day nowadays. That's kind of the way the world has become. I don't know.
I don't know. Is Henry right, though? Should she just leave the phone in the car for the duration of the games and be present and socializing with the other parents? Or what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Mark, whose side are you on?
I think I'm on the husband's side. I see my wife do this at our daughter's softball games. And I see her miss more plays and at bats just by her head being on the phone. And I said, you know, did you see that? And she said, no. I'm like, well, you just missed your daughter make a catch. You just missed your daughter make a play. So, yeah, just because the phone's in your hand doesn't mean you're paying attention. You actually know what your kid's doing out there. So I'm on his side for this one.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Just got all paranoid now. I'm like, do the other parents look at me and think I'm in my phone? Am I even conscious? Am I in my phone? I started like questioning everything.
It's understandable. And it's funny how when I hear their discussions and arguments, I compare it to the women I know in my life and the work that they have to do and how busy they are. And it changes my view on things. Maybe we're in the minority here.
I don't know. Henry thinks it's obnoxious that his wife, Paige, during their son's baseball games, is always on her phone. Now, her argument is, these games are long. They're our whole entire weekend. I have work to do. So if they're not on the field or not up at bat, yeah, I'm doing work on my phone. Like, what is the big deal? But he wants her to leave it in the car.
Henry says it's not good for her. It's not good for the kids. It's not good for the other parents you're supposed to be supporting throughout the process. You know, again, it's tough for me to just say, hey, it's evil. Listen, we would all love to take the time and have the time to pay attention to every one of those moments. On the other hand, if she's not doing that work then she's probably doing it later at night. She's, you know, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're using that time someplace at some point, right? So does that mean Paige is all bad?
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Maria?
I'm on Henry's side. I'm just letting the wife know that even though your kids are not up at bat or out on the field, they're looking at you to see if you're watching them. I have older children, and they tell me, once in a while, Mom, you were on your phone. You missed me do this. You missed me do that. So stay off your phone and watch your kids.
Jamie, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. She can put the phone down for a little bit and just be in tune with her children. I used to be like that with my son. I used to be very in tune, was good with the community. It was just great. She just needs to put the phone down for a few.
Hey, Donna, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the husband's side. Even though she has, she's there physically at the field watching the game, she is not presently there. Yeah, every time the kids pop up, look up if they see her on the phone, you know, I just feel that's giving a negative sign to them.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Henry, our audience agreed with you today. Paige, if he really feels like you're not being present at the games, maybe it's not a big deal just to leave the phone in the car so that you can be more present for your kids.
I mean, I'll try it at the next game.
Thank you. It's not a big deal. It's not a very long time. Let's just give it a shot, see what happens. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gosh, it is like an addiction, right? When you want to get back there for just a minute, you'll be thinking about it during the hour. It's strange, but you will be.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $300 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on Emerald products and Super Deck stains May 19th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Okay, Barb, you ready to play today?
I am ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, you got it, Barb. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring it back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
We're ready.
Number one, ABC is debuting a new series this fall called The Golden Bachelor. It's basically The Bachelor for senior citizens. What color are the roses in the rose ceremony?
Red.
Number two, Post Malone announced that he's releasing an album called Austin on July 28th. What two words are tattooed under his eyes?
Be cool.
Number three, Beyonce is launching a hair care line. She teased it on social media. She also just kicked off her Renaissance tour in Stockholm. What country is that in?
Germany.
Number four, Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend Taylor Lautner is praying for John Mayer with the announcement of her next re-recorded album. What Taylor's version album is Swift releasing in early July that famously has the song Dear John?
I do not know.
And number five, the Marvel Cinematic Universe celebrates its 15th anniversary this month. What comic book legend is credited with the creation of Spider-Man, Thor, Iron Man, Black Panther, and many more?
Marvel?
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Only one for Barb.
Not great, Babs. Let's see how I do. $300.
Number one, okay. ABC is debuting a new series this fall called The Golden Bachelor. It's basically The Bachelor for senior citizens. Sign me up.
I think it's going to be Gabby's grandfather that launched this from two seasons ago.
It's weird that you know that, and I can't wait. All right, I've never watched one episode of The Bachelor in its entirety. I will watch The Golden Bachelor.
I'm tired of Gabby, but I'm here for Grandpa.
What color are the roses in the rose ceremony?
Oh, they're red, of course.
Yes. Number two, Post Malone announced that he's releasing an album called Austin on July 28th. What two words are tattooed under his eyes?
Always tired.
Aren't we always tired, all of us, all the time?
I know, but he got those when he was like 23.
Right. He looks tired.
He does look tired.
Number three, Beyonce is launching a hair care line. She teased it on social media. She also just kicked off her Renaissance tour in Stockholm. What country is that in?
Stockholm is Germany, right?
Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Sweden.
Number four, Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend Taylor Lautner is praying for John Mayer with the announcement of her next re-recorded album. What Taylor version's album is Swift releasing in early July that famously has the song Dear John?
Oh, gosh. I've seen this 1,000 times this week. It's not... Is it...
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
It's Speak Now.
Okay. Yep. No, would have never guessed that.
Number five, the Marvel Cinematic Universe celebrated its 15th anniversary this month. What comic book legend is credited with the creation of Spider-Man, Thor, Iron Man, Black Panther, and many more?
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee is correct. All right. I'm sorry, Barb. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. It's Barb, and I can't beat Raven today.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow, Anna.
I also want to thank Jane T. She submitted one of the questions that we used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.